King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
Starting next week on Moments of Inspiration, there will be a major change. We'll tell you about it after this song.
You are the river of life, you are the joy of my soul, you are the raging river out of control. Riding the waves of your glory to depths of joy I've not known, release a deeper flooding in my soul,
in my soul.
Jesus, flow like a river,
and it's
deeper than the sea in me. Take me to the deepest ocean of your heart and let me go. Plunge me deeper, let your living water flow. So peaceful, never a river so pure, never have I known cleansing so deep and so sure. Never a river so peaceful while raging out of control, but now I've found what satisfies my soul,
in my soul.
Jesus, flow like a sea in me. Take me to the deepest ocean of your heart and let me go. Plunge me deeper, let your living water flow,
water flow.
Jesus, flow like a river,
and if
deeper than the sea in me. Take me to the deepest ocean of your heart and let me go. Plunge me deeper, let your living water flow,
water flow.
Take me to the deepest ocean of your heart and let me go. Plunge me deeper, let your living water flow.
Moments of Inspiration has been around, well, longer than I have. It began in the 1950s with Brother Herbert Gibson speaking on one radio station in Amarillo, Texas, and it's expanded and grown through the years. Brother Gibson spoke for some 35 years on this program, and I did have the opportunity to listen to him Sunday after Sunday for many years. Brother Gibson asked Larry Branham to take over Moments of Inspiration and continue to lead it, and Larry and his wife Reba did so with great grace and great skill. Larry is a tremendous gospel preacher, one of the most enthusiastic and positive men you will ever meet in your life. And Reba, so sweet and compassionate, both of them not only attending to the duties of the broadcast, but also spending a great deal of time with correspondence courses and teaching students across the country the Word of God one-on-one through the mail. My first opportunity to speak on Moments of Inspiration came in May of 2008, and a few months later, in late August of that year, my wife Darla and I began to lead this ministry and have done so since that time. It has been a learning process. It has been a joyful process. We have had many opportunities to minister to people, to pray with people, to get an insight into their lives, to understand there are a lot of hurting people out there who just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to them, someone at times to give them advice, mostly someone to point them toward the love of God. And it's been our privilege to do just that. We learned a great deal about our contributors, those who have kept Moments of Inspiration on the air for over 50 years, faithfully doing so. Many of them never even get the opportunity to hear the broadcast where they live, and yet they support it generously year after year. And this program would not be here without those gifts and those prayers. I also want to recognize that there is a large group of people that keep this broadcast being what it is without getting much credit, and that is the large group of singers that provide music week in and week out. We get countless compliments on the a cappella music and the quality of it broadcast through Moments of Inspiration, and that comes through countless hours of practice and work by these wonderful gospel groups, and we're so thankful for their talent and the fact that they use that talent to glorify God and to bring people close to Him. But as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, it's time for a big change. Max Pratt, a good friend of mine and a wonderful gospel preacher, has stepped up to the microphone, so to speak. He's been visiting with us over the last few months here on the air, and now it is time to announce that he will be leading this ministry from this point forward. Next week, when you tune in, you may hear my voice in the introduction, but after that, the program will belong to Max Pratt, and it is in more than capable hands. Brother Pratt has been doing broadcasting for many years at a local radio station, a 15-minute broadcast like this one, and so he is well prepared to take on this challenge. Max was ordained into the ministry in August of 1974, and just a few months later he became the minister of the Ninth Street Church of Christ in Ballinger, Texas, and continues to serve there today. He has been involved in mission work in the Ukraine for years, serving as chairman of that project since 2001. He and his wife, Juan, have also worked with the Ballinger school system. They have 2 children, 6 grandchildren, and as important as that is, maybe there's something more important. These 2 people have a wonderful heart for God and a heart for serving people. You'll enjoy listening to Max Pratt week after week share with you the Word of God. He will do so capably, and I know that he and his wife and the volunteers from their church will be ready to help you in any way that they can. We look forward to seeing what will happen with Moments of Inspiration in the months and years to come under Max's leadership. For Darla and I, let me just say once again, thank you for the opportunity to be here, to be involved in this ministry, to play a small part in the legacy of Moments of Inspiration. It was a short ride compared to Brother Gibson's and Brother Branham's, but it certainly was a ride filled with great joy. We've made some great friends at the radio stations. One good friend I've made is in the Philippines, but you know, the Lord is able to close those gaps, and distance does not become an issue when you share a faith in Jesus Christ and a love for saints. And so for all the stations that work with us year-round, we are so thankful for you, and we recognize the important role that you play in sharing the gospel in your location, and we pray God's richest blessings upon you. I've been wondering for several weeks now what I would say on my last broadcast, and now I'm sitting in front of the microphone still wondering. But deadlines are deadlines in this business, and so I can't just simply put it off. So let me just remind you of 1 or 2 truths you should already know. The most important truth of all is that God loves you. He really does. Not because you're worthy of it, but because that is who God is. God loves you enough to want a relationship with you. And He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to make that possible. Jesus paid for your sins so that you could have His righteousness. You could have right standing before God. Not because you have behaved perfectly, but because you have accepted the sacrifice and the lordship of the one who did behave perfectly, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is our Lord, He is our Savior, He is our friend. And He wants that kind of relationship with you. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever doubt that. If you wonder how to pursue that relationship, Moments of Inspiration is here. And Max and Juan and the others that work with them are going to be ready to talk with you, to share with you, to help you in any way they can to obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and to build a relationship with God. God wants that more than anything. to have a relationship, a good relationship with you. Not only do you need to know that God loves you, but that His kids do too. Now, His kids are not perfect, and some of His kids don't often act like His kids. But the children of God understand that all of us are sinners who need salvation. And we accept the righteousness of God because we have no righteousness of our own. And we want to welcome you on that journey, wherever you are. We encourage you to seek out a Bible-believing church, a group of people who will teach you the truth about God from the Word of God, not from just from something off the top of their head or some other man-made creed, but that will open the Bible and study the Bible with you and show you the Jesus we have found there. We pray God's richest blessings upon you. We pray that God will one day allow us to meet together on the other side in heaven and sit down and have a conversation about how Moments of Inspiration did bring us together, how Jesus Christ and His love for us brought us together. May God bless you richly all of your life. We pray we will see you in heaven. Let's close with prayer. Father in heaven, all good things come from you. Even radio programs, they're dedicated to you, share your word, your message, they're yours. And we depend upon your power to reach out to the listener, to place the listener in the right place, to hear the program, and to respond. Father, when that happens, we know it's all because of you. We thank you for Jesus, for the love that He has for us, for the death that He died, for His resurrection to eternal life, and the fact that He offers that to us. Help us, Father, to respond each day to this great truth that you love us and you want a relationship with us. Help us to want that as well. We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory.
Thank you for listening in to Moments of Inspiration. We so appreciate our listeners who study with us and encourage us in spreading the gospel. As Max Pratt begins directing this ministry, I know he would appreciate hearing from you. This ministry will be on the same place and time on your radio, but we have a new mailing address. That new mailing address is Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. That's Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Or you may send us an email at the same email address, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. You can find all of this information and more at our website. That website address is easy to remember, momentsofinspiration.org. That's momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to the teaching ministry of Max Pratt on Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory to the Holy One.